Grandpa and his corny jokes. You want to know something? He didn't write that poem at all. He has a ghostwriter.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Come on, we'll go upstairs to Eddie's room. Now we'll open the trap door. Now there. Here we are in the living room. Oh, just a minute. Got to close the trap door. Darn. I shouldn't have let it slam. Every time I do, it breaks the dishes in the house across the street. Well, come on, let's go up to Eddie's room, the back way. Through the dining room. Through this door. Now, past the kitchen. Oh, well, Mrs. Munster must be fixing oxtail soup for lunch. Well, now, here we go, up the stairs. Now, down this hall. And I open this door, and we go in here. What did you say? This isn't a regular door? It's a door in a grandfather's clock? Well, of course it is. You see, it's kind of a secret way to get to Eddie's room, through the grandfather's clock. Take my hand and follow me. Oh, say, watch out for that swinging pendulum. We have to go through between ticks. It's very annoying if it hits you on the head. But, of course, I've been through here so many times that it never... Oh, that smarts. Oh, well, come on, let's hurry through the secret panel in the back. Oh. Well, here we are in Eddie's room. Eddie? Son, where are you?
Here I am, Pop. I'm doing my homework.
Oh, yes. Well, Eddie, come right down off that chandelier and meet this new friend of mine.
Okay, I'll be right down. Hi, I'm real glad to meet you, even if your ears don't come to a point.
Eddie, that's very rude of you to comment on our visitor's ears. Now you apologize this instant and say you're sorry.
Okay, I'm very sorry that you don't have pointed ears.
That's better.